know you can't meditate. If you afraid, then come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Not up, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. John DeFilippo has been introduced as the Browns offensive coordinator. Head coach Mike Pettine just walked by, gave us the thumbs up here in the dog bowl in Berea. Sure, he's happy that his time in front of the press is over.
Absolutely.
So the team will still address wide receiver and quarterback coach here as the offseason progresses. Matt, what were your impressions there of John DeFilippo?
I love it. Like I said, I mean, I think the age is just a number, yes. But I think he injects youth to this staff, and I love the fact that he doesn't have that rigid mentality that sometimes ego gets in the way, and they're trying to accomplish something, and they're so set in their ways that they actually hurt the team or hurt this offense or set it back because they're so rigid in their thinking. But he's flexible. He's coached in multiple different schemes. He has tapered off on some. He has expanded in others. And but also too, as I said before, break the transparency and honesty that he had. And if you look at Pro Football Talk, or probably what a lot of people will link to John DeFilippo coming out of that press conference, is he does not know that if the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns is in this building.
He doesn't know that. He said that he is not wed to any one particular quarterback. Hasn't gotten a chance to look at Johnny Manziel just yet, but certainly that will be a huge part of this quarterback evaluation for this offense and the style he used. We heard from Derek Carr on various programs yesterday talking about him, said he loved working with him, thinks he's great with young quarterbacks, said he'll see some vertical passing, but a lot of short West Coast-style passing as well.
That's exactly what we can expect. And I think, if it is Johnny Manziel or another young quarterback, we look for efficiency. And I think, the Cleveland Browns being, significantly at times at or around 50% passing completion, that is the one thing that you need to change. And we need to move those chains. And I think also, too, as we dig into his system and he continues to expound as we learn more about John DeFilippo, it's, his thoughts and plan in the red zone, because that's one thing that I think offensive coordinators have to have, is a decisive plan when they get into that scoring zone, because that is the difference between good teams and not good teams.
That is the difference. Exactly. You're exactly right, and hopefully this will be an offense that can get it done. By the way, an NFL announcement today. All three games in London, we were talking about this in the break, will start at 9:30 a.m., so that'll be a fun way to wake up on Sunday and have that little game going on in London.
Absolutely, and it's part of what I loved playing on the West Coast. Playing on the West Coast, you're always playing a 4:05 or 4:25 kickoff, which is a 1:05 kickoff. A later kickoff on the East Coast. But there was nothing better than watching the early series of games, kick off and get your mind focused on football than, watching someone else go out and do it. It could be your division rival, it could be a conference rival, or you just, rooting for friends on another team. But it's great, and I think the NFL saw the impact it had in having that London game be early, and regardless of who was playing, it was football at 9:30 in the morning.
That's exactly right. Now, some other takeaways from this press conference. Number one, I thought it was very interesting to hear Mike Pettine say, I've been a defensive coach my whole career. That's what I've done. I need to be more involved in the offense. I need to learn about the offense. I thought that was very smart. In case you can do that, you are not going to be a head coach for long. So I thought that was very, very good.
I do too, and it's great, and it's part of him growing up in this process as a head football coach. And I think, for me, and I'm sure for him as well, the more you can understand, how an offense attacks you actually makes your defense better. And then you can actually put your head into the coordinator or head coach that you're facing. So he's just becoming more well-versed and growing as a coach. And that's the type of, comments that we want to hear from him, and then also would like to see as the season goes on, because there are situations in a game where he relied on Kyle Shanahan. And we heard that in his comments, whether it would be run pass or go for it or don't go for it, or Kyle, do you have a play? If so, what is it? As opposed to it always falling on a coordinator's shoulders, he can then decisively make a decision, be confident, because he understands the ins and outs of the offensive scheme that we're running.
Yes. What are your first impressions of the new offensive coordinator? I liked him. Sounded confident. He definitely sounded like a guy who was driven, energetic. I think that it was good to hear that and good to see that. Now, obviously, at this time when you're hired, everybody should hopefully sound energetic and driven, but a young guy who believes in himself and is going to come in here and try to put together the best offense. It's interesting. Some people have proven offensive formulas that they like to try to use where they say, okay, everybody, what we got here, you got to fit in this offense. Sounds like he's taking a more holistic approach in the sense of saying, these are things that I've had exposure to that I know that work, and let's find the best ones for the personnel that we have here.
No doubt. And it's like, again, to get into some football verbiage, but listening to him, you know, outflanking the defense, we're going to do some motions, we're going to move people around, we're going to put our playmakers in positions to succeed and move them around as well. And as a defensive guy, you know, your ears perk up when you hear that. Why? Because it's troubling to guard that when you have to move people around and you have to constantly be on your toes as a defense, as opposed to just breaking the huddle and lining up, which is the way it seemed at times versus the Cleveland offense. You know, they're going to run the zone scheme one way, they're going to run it the other way, they're going to boot one way, they're going to boot the other way. There was, you know, very small deviation from who we were. So with his creativity and the playmakers that we have on this roster, it makes it difficult for a defense. It makes it difficult to prepare for and difficult to anticipate what they're going to do from exploding from a, you know, a bunch set, you know, into a spread set, you know, come out in a 12 personnel with two tight ends and two wide receivers and end up, you know, exploding out where you're going in a 2x2 set with, you know, either on, in this case, we'll say Cameron and Dre flexed, and then you motion West or Crowell out of the backfield. So you line up in a set where it looks like run. And we talked to, you know, where you might get that zone blocking scheme, but then, you know, on the quarterback's hut, they explode into a different formation, and that's where you get some of those confident, quick passing games, you know, some drag slants, double slants, opening up those windows in a zone. If you understand exactly what the defense is in, that's going to move the chains and give the offense and quarterback confidence.
When you hear a coordinator say that there will be, you know, some West Coast principles, what does that mean to you as a defender?
The ball is going to be coming out quick. You know, a lot of, I would say.
So shorter passing. So he will have some short passing, but he does still have some vertical elements to his game.
Of course, you always have to. And that's, you know, the best teams in the NFL, the ones that still have to take their shots down the field. But it's just in the West Coast offense, a little bit more strategic. You know, it's not just we're going to throw it down the field whether you like it or not. It's just you're setting up the short, the long. You know, you're not just going to go long to take those shots like other offenses do. But so that means a lot of routes in that short to intermediate zone, which, as you said, as we evaluated the quarterback, the great quarterbacks in the NFL have to dominate those throws. And they make those throws like to the back of their hand, and then they take those shots down the field strategically. And that's what we hope to see. Get the ball out of a quarterback's hand, because at this point it is a question mark of who that quarterback's going to be, but build confidence and give him confident throws. And it also, too, as we said, as we focus on offensive line, that West Coast offense, and you're not having to, you know, really build that wall and sustain your block for as long, because the ball is coming out extremely quick.
There's no question, which certainly helps, and that was one of the things that maybe at times the line struggled with in the Norv Turner offense was all that extended, elongated blocking and man-to-man
down the field development,
yeah, waiting for those things to go ahead and go. John DeFilippo, it's a young staff now with Jim O'Neill and John DeFilippo as offensive coordinators, two young, energetic, hungry guys, and we'll see if that's what's going to happen. You know, people do like some of the reports coming in right now on Twitter. People do like he is somebody that is hungry. He's got a lot to prove. He is not married to Johnny. I thought it was interesting that he hasn't really watched any of the quarterback tape of the Browns before coming in and interviewing for the job. But I think it was much more about something that Mike Pettine had familiarity with him. He knew the way that he worked and knew that, you know, that would all take care of itself, and that's an evaluation.
What's also very cool to keep in the back of your head as you look to root for this guy is he said a lot of the right things, and I don't think he was coached by any means. It's just the way he goes about with that young and energy and not really very rigid. But also, too, in the back of our head, you've got to root for this guy because he's from Ohio. He knows the grind. He knows the type of football, you know, that is being played in Northeast Ohio and what
Correct.
Decembers look like here. So it's no surprise to him.
No question at all. And for those wondering, Mike Pettine saying that there would not be any other changes on the offensive staff. They still have two jobs open, quarterback coach, wide receiver coach, but that Wilbert Montgomery will stay at the running back coach. Brian Angelico will stay as the tight end coach. And, of course, Andy Muller and George DeLeon will stay on the offensive line. So it sounds like there will be at least that continuity for some of the position groups here on this team. And I think Wilbert Montgomery staying for the running backs is massive for the development of these young backs. I think he is as good as it gets at that position. 216-578-0850. Want to get your reaction today. By the way, Matt, Deflategate is completely out of control.
It is. It really is. And I mean, I've been tuning in to ESPN, Pro Football Talk, you know, on a 12-message board. You know, 8 of the 12 message have some type of link to Deflategate.
No question. We'll get into that and more when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hit us up, 216-578-0850. The Browns have a new offensive coordinator. What do you think, Cleveland? Let us know.
Couldn't sing a song without you if I tried. Let's light it up like it's our last one.